Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm Terry Ross, and today we have a show devoted to this particular Sunday in the church year, the second Sunday of Advent, and to an important feast day that falls within this week, on Monday, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. The Advent season, which runs for 4 weeks up to Christmas, has its roots in the early centuries of the Church. At first, it was celebrated as a time of fasting and penitence. From this tradition, which is now not widely practiced, it got its name Little Lent. Certainly the readings and sermons of this period reflect a mixture of joy at the Savior's birth, life, death, and resurrection, with a penitential mood. I suppose you could say that in this respect, Advent is a kind of celebration of the entire Christian consciousness. The four different Sundays of Advent have been associated with distinct themes, although these are often shared around a bit. The first Sunday traditionally looks forward to the Second Coming and cites the Old Testament patriarchs who were Christ's forerunners. For this reason, the first Advent candle is called the Candle of Hope. The second Sunday of Advent focuses on John the Baptist and on his preparing the way of the Lord. The third Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, again uses John the Baptist as a symbol of the joy surrounding the coming of the Lord. And the fourth Sunday heralds the birth of Jesus and the events surrounding it. Of course, these are not rules, but they are strong traditions. Today's feast day, Immaculate Conception, which occurs December 8, celebrates the procreation of the Virgin Mary without original sin. Now, as always in these episodes of The Glory of the Mass, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, are used without regard to the day of the church year. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. Today, we'll sample 4 of the 5 bits of the proper, the introit, the gradual, the offertory, and the communion, 3 of them as chant and 1 in a motet form. For the ordinary, the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei, we will skip the Sanctus and offer a different, contemporary version. But let's start with today's introit, Gaudens Gaudebo. It's sung by an ensemble led by John Shaw, and its text from the book of Isaiah begins, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me in the garments of salvation."
Thank you.
That was today's introit, Gaudens Gaudebo, sung in Gregorian chant. Next is a motet by this month's featured composer, Adrian Villert, who was a Flemish artist of the High Renaissance. Mainly active in Italy, Villert was the founder of the Venetian school of choral composition. His motet is called Saluto Te Sancta Virgo, I salute you, Holy Virgin. And it is performed for us by Capella Pratensis, a male ensemble from the Netherlands.
Thank you.
We've heard Adrian Villert's motet, Saluto te Sancta Virgo. Now we shall start on Mr. Villert's Mass Ordinary with the Kyrie. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. The singers are the group Lionisos Now, whose members come from all over Europe. We've heard the opening Kyrie from Adrian Villert's Missa Benedicta S2 in honor of the Virgin Mary and the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. The Gloria follows immediately thereafter, so here again is Dionysos Now with the second section of Villert's Mass.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Gloria of Adrian Villars' Missa Benedicta S. And that brings us to the gradual for the Immaculate Conception. The text of today's gradual, also called Benedicta S2, is from the Book of Judgment. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, by the Lord, the Most High God, beyond all women upon the earth. We've heard the gradual, the second part of today's Mass proper, sung in Gregorian chant by the group Gloriae Dei Cantoris from Orleans, Massachusetts. Now, in the interest of time, we'll skip the Alleluia and go straight to the center of the Mass, the Nicene Creed, with Villars' Mass setting of the Credo. Again, the performers are Dionysos Now.
Thank you.
Was the credo from Adrian Villars' Missa Benedicta S. Now comes the part of the proper called the offertory. Today's text is a familiar one, Ave Maria, in its motet setting by Mr. Villars. The performers are the pioneering Oxford Camerata.
Thank you.
That was Villers' motet Ave Maria. And now a piece by a contemporary Norwegian composer, Ola Gleho. It's a setting of the Sanctus of the Mass, the Holy, Holy, Holy. It's performed by the Ensemble Tenebrae under the direction of the composer.
Thank you.
That was a setting of the Mass Ordinary by the contemporary Norwegian composer Ola Gleho. And this brings us to the final movement of the Mass, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Here again is Verlaert's music, performed by the Belgian group Capilla Flamenca. We've heard the final part of Adrian Villert's Missa Benedicta S, the Lamb of God, or Agnus Dei. And this leaves only the communion proper to complete our service. The text, Jerusalem Surge, translates as, Arise, O Jerusalem. Singing this Gregorian chant is Merrick Klein, a frequent contributor to the glory of the Mass.
Oh,
Heard the last part of the Mass proper for the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. But before we end today's program, here's one more short piece by our featured composer, Adrian Villard. It's called Quid non ebrietas, which translates as What Can Drunkenness Not Achieve?, which is based on the Roman saying, In vino veritas. The performers are the ensemble called Cinquecento. That little motet, we bring an end to our show celebrating the second Sunday of Advent and the Immaculate Conception. I hope you've enjoyed this program of sacred chant and polyphony, and especially the music of Adrian Villard. And I hope you'll tune in next week, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, for our program featuring music for the third Sunday in Advent, Gaudete Sunday. You can listen again to this program or to any of the programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 327. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a peaceful Sunday afternoon.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit the Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.